We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, yeah, CJ, the reason that the New Zealand mosque shooting, the horrific New Zealand mosque shooting occurred, was because Trump is a white supremacist. And so he's inspiring white supremacy all over the world. I'm not going to play you the media montage on this. It just makes me ill. Yep, and so we can extrapolate that. We can know that because we're CNN and we can tell by looking at Trump. Folks, do you remember when that Muslim of Afghan origin shot up that gay nightclub in Florida, killed 49 people? Do you think that was a bias crime? Do you think that there could be some bias involved? I mean, gay nightclub targeted by enraged Muslim who declared his fealty to ISIS in a 911 call during the shooting. Remember the FBI swooped in, took the tape, the recording of the 911 call? Do you remember that? Illegally, by the way. That was subject to the Freedom of Information Act. They just walked in and took it. And they held it for well over a year so that we would not know he pledged allegiance to ISIS while executing gay people for simply being gay. And what were we told about that shooting? Mark Stein nails this in his column this week. So if a Muslim of Afghan origin shoots up a gay nightclub in Florida and kills 49 people, that's just one crazed loner. And no broader lessons can be discerned from his act. Nobody's to blame. It's just purely him. And besides, the FBI will cover up his motives by hiding the tape for a year. On the other hand, if a white guy shoots up two mosques in New Zealand and kills 50 people, that indicts us all. And we need to impose worldwide restraints on free speech to make sure it doesn't happen again. Why do we accept this double standard? Why is it that we can believe that it's one lone Muslim lunatic who's radicalized and nuts, and you cannot take him as a sign or a symbol of any group of people or any kind of ideology, but one lone nut goes and shoots up a mosque and kills Muslims, and it's all of our fault, specifically Donald Trump's. But if we're going to accept that rhetoric causes these mass shootings, and that we can directly put the blame on politicians or people the media doesn't like and their followers, then who's to blame for the shooting in New Zealand, really? Well, Trump. Well, no. You can make a good argument that you could pin it on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Nancy Pelosi, and the entire Democrat presidential field. Why? Because if you read the 74-page manifesto of the shooter, and by the way, it is profound what he wrote in terms of his understanding of U.S. politics and what he aimed to do with the shooting. You want to know what he aimed to do with the shooting? It's not what CNN told you. His stated goal was to prompt a greater push for gun control and the abolition of the Second Amendment in the U.S. Who's pushing for that? It was the Democrats. Strange. Is this not their fault? He wanted to spark a schism that would divide the country, the U.S., and cause its collapse. Wait, what? Here's what he wrote. I could have chosen, this is the New Zealand shooter, I could have chosen any weapon or any means. A TATP-filled rental van, household flour, a method of dispersion and an ignition source, a ball-peen hammer and wooden shield, gas, fire, vehicular attacks, planned attacks, any means were available. I had the will and the resources, he writes. This is the New Zealand shooter, if you're just tuning in. I chose firearms for the effect it would have on the social discourse, the extra media coverage that would provide I chose firearms, the New Zealand shooter writes, for the effect it would have on social discourse, the extra media coverage they would provide if he used guns, and the effect it would have on the politics of the United States and thereby the political situation of the world. Now, wait a minute. You read this. Who caused this? The Democrats advocating for the end of the Second Amendment and the media who covers shootings more if they're, you know, or mass killings more if they're done with guns. But they won't tell you this, will they? He says the U.S. is torn into many factions by its Second Amendment. Again, this is the New Zealand shooter, for those of you just tuning in his manifesto. The U.S. is torn into many factions by its Second Amendment, along with state, social, cultural, and most importantly, racial lines. With enough pressure, the left wing within the United States will seek to abolish the Second Amendment, the New Zealand shooter wrote, and the right wing within the U.S. will see this as an attack on their very freedom and liberty. This attempted abolishment of rights by the left will result in a dramatic polarization of the people of the United States and eventually a fracturing of the U.S. along cultural and racial lines. He wants to start a civil war here. He's telling you why he did this. It's because he knew the left, he used guns because he knew the left would use this to attempt to abolish the Second Amendment, and that he hoped would cause a civil war that would collapse the United States of America. Now, whose rhetoric is to blame for that? Who's running around advocating for the abolishment of the Second Amendment? The left. I mean, so if you're going to use this standard and blame Trump, then should we not blame them for the shooting? I think both are ridiculous. I think this guy's a nut and it's his fault. He wanted to be used by the American mainstream media. He knew how to push their buttons so that they would help him divide the country along Second Amendment lines. This was not an attack that just had a simple-minded premise of, you know, oh zombie-like, I'm going to go follow Trump. He had a very specific goal in mind. He goes on. It gets worse. Do you know, remember he declared himself an eco-fascist. And then he wrote that Muslims have children at a higher rate than non-Muslims. And that he wanted to inspire others to kill Muslims so that they could not reproduce and harm the earth. Where have we lately seen encouragement about not reproducing because it harms the earth? Who told us that we shouldn't have children because it harms the earth and the world is going to end anyway? Who was that? It wasn't Trump. It'll come to me. Folks, it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She could have written this. Minus the, you know, Muslim birth rate part. Did you hear any reporting of this from the mainstream media? No, of course not. Of course you did. This guy was a sicko. He was an absolute sicko, but he sought to use and amplify the Democrats' anti-Second Amendment rhetoric to tear the country apart. And in his opinion, it was an added bonus that he could attack a group that had a higher birth rate because he felt people shouldn't be breeding. It was bad for the world. Democrat talking points from just the last couple of weeks. Why aren't they responsible for this? And of course, listen, I mean, this is a rhetorical argument. I don't blame the Democrats or the Republicans. This guy was nuts. Clearly crazy. It's his fault. Nobody made him do this with something they said. But if you're going to argue that something somebody said made him do this, if you read this manifesto, there's a lot stronger case the Democrats' rhetoric caused this shooting, specifically their rhetoric on the Second Amendment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.